The bill defines incompetent teachers as those receiving one or more unsatisfactory performance evaluations. Democratic Senator Ralph Northam of Norfolk offered an amendment to change the criteria to two unsatisfactory performance evaluations, or one unsatisfactory performance evaluation, followed by a subsequent failure to demonstrate adequate progress on an improvement plan.
If there is, for example, a teacher that has been doing an adequate job for 10 or 15 years, and then a new person comes in the administration and there perhaps is a personality conflict between the two, which can happen in any office, school, etc., we would just ask that the teacher be given more than that, just that one evaluation before they go to the grievance committee. So what this does, Mr. President, it gives the teacher just a little bit more opportunity, a little bit more fairness in the overall picture, and allows an extra year to be able to follow to see if they have improvement.
Republican Senator Dick Black of Loudoun.
Ultimately, the schools are about the students. And when we delay the process, we are creating a void in the life of every student in that teacher's class. That void will probably never be filled. And it will go on and it will haunt that child for a lifetime. And I think it is because of this, because of the need to move on so that we don't delay the education of a child, I think it's very important that we have a reasonably expeditious process, a fair one, and I would encourage you to oppose the amendment.
The amendment was defeated 22-18, and the bill was passed 32-8. In a written statement, Governor McDonnell said the bill will result in teacher contracts that are, quote, fairer, clearer, and will result in giving our students more capable and better trained educators in the classroom, end quote. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.